A warm hello to you, joyous viewers. We have the great honor of joining Chef Carrie Brown for the second part of our Vegan Hanukkah special on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. You might recognize Carrie's name on the package of Follow Your Heart's Chicken Free Chicken as the creator of this ingenious soy-based alternative to chicken. A chef mostly by passion and hobby, Carrie has a decorated background in the arts as a writer, producer, and director spanning the past four decades. He has won numerous commendations, including three Emmy Awards, one of which was for the Olympics coverage, and has been recognized by the Directors Guild of America. He has instructed film and television at the University of California, Los Angeles, University of Southern California, and the American Film Institute. Nowadays, Carrie divides his time developing educational programs and teaching students how to be healthier, and enjoys his days serving delicious vegetarian dishes at a local veterans hospital. Today, Carrie will continue to show us time-honored traditions of Hanukkah through various vegan recipe favorites.
Hanukkah is a holiday for kids. It's a joyful occasion. It's a time of celebration. Now, you'll notice that all the recipes we're cooking today have oil in them. There's a reason for that. The holiday remembers and symbolizes the oil lamp which burned in the temple, the second temple, about 2,500 years ago. And there was a miracle that occurred, and that miracle was the oil lamp was supposed to last for one day, and it lasted for eight. And that's the miracle.
Let's now step back into the kitchen to make leek latkes and broccoli and cauliflower latkes. And of course, we can't wait to taste the vegan feast.
Broccoli and cauliflower pancakes, or latkes is the Jewish term for it, are really very good and certainly very delicious and a lot lower in carbs than a potato one would be. You start out with a head of broccoli, and you cut it off, break it off, and drop it right into the bowl. And you can't use the big stems here, but certainly the big stems can be used in other foods. Cauliflower. And we're only cooking these things long enough so that they're soft. So we're trying to keep as much of the vitamins in here as we possibly can. All the pieces should be about the same size. And we have a bowl of broccoli and cauliflower. Okay, and into the water it goes. We'll bring this to a boil and let it cook only until the vegetables are soft. That should be no more than 15 minutes. And now I'm going to hide it from you and watch what happens when we take the cover off again. Nice and soft and ready. Okay. Well, this is the base for our broccoli and cauliflower latkes or pancakes. And here we'll take it, mix some ingredients in, and make pancakes out of them. So we took the raw broccoli and cauliflower, boiled it in water for about 15, 20 minutes until they're soft. And now we're going to chop it up. Now you notice I'm using a spoon because I don't want the pieces too small. Kind of like the avocado. We're not interested in a cream here. We're interested in just little pieces that can be held together in our pancakes. Now we're going to put some of my favorite ingredients in here. It starts out with about six tablespoons of starch. Now I'm using potato starch, but you can use almost any kind of starch your heart desires. Even though the outside of this package says cornstarch, it really is potato starch in here. And about a half a cup of matzah meal. Now, matzah meal is matzahs which have been cooked, and then once they're cooked, they're broken up, ground up, and they become matzah meal. You can also use whole wheat flour. Works just fine. Ooh, half a teaspoon, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 of salt. And I'm using this fun salt. It's pink stuff. And from Himalayas. And the same with pepper. About 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's about a quarter teaspoon. Okay. And we mix it all together. Now we're going to let this cool down a little bit. And once it's cool and thoroughly mixed, we'll start frying it and make pancakes out of it. Now this is one you can make the day before, have all the ingredients ready, and just fry them right before you serve them. And that's it. We'll start frying in just a few minutes. Let it cool. Okay, these are leeks. These have already been cleaned and washed. And we're going to cut them into about 6-inch pieces. These are pretty tough vegetables, so we're going to have to steam them before we can actually use them. Now you notice we're only using the white part of the vegetable. This has the most flavor and the most interest in it. You know, on the holidays of Hanukkah, you light candles for 8 days. And each day you light a candle, one of the children says a prayer, and they get a gift. Now in our house, this was kind of fun because you got 8 gifts, and the gifts were sometimes things that you'd not want in 100 years, like a pair of socks. Sometimes they were really neat gifts, like a microscope or a toy of some kind or other. But my parents used to wrap them in different size boxes, and you never knew what was in the box. So it was one of the jobs you had was to choose which of these gifts you would want. And my parents always had this saying. They said, the biggest box always does not always have the biggest gift, and the smallest box doesn't always have the smallest gift. And every single time we'd go for the big box, and every single time it would be a pair of underpants or something. The thing I wanted least in the world at that moment. Okay, I'm going to drop these into boiling water. Okay. And they're just going to be here for a few minutes to soften up. We're not really cooking these, we're softening these. Okay, now, I'm coming back and doing some shallots next. Okay, shallots. 1, 2. We're just going to chop these up and then fry them. Frying them brings out some flavor and also cuts a little bit of the top note of the shallot. Makes them taste better. Of course, shallot is a combination of an onion and garlic, and a very popular vegetable. Okay, and we're going to chop these up real finely cut. Okay, we're going to fry this just a moment. Okay, this is nothing but canola oil in here. And into the canola oil, we're going to put these shallots. Okay, we're going to just sweat these down a little bit. We're not going to fully cook them. But we are going to soften them up a little bit. Okay, onions are off. I added a little garlic just right at the end because you don't want the garlic to get too much. It gets bitter. These are pine nuts, and they taste wonderful. And we're going to put about half a cup in here. And all we're doing are these, we're just going to brown them. Yeah, a little more than half a cup. I'm going to go a cup. Again, they're cooking for a few moments and getting lightly browned. And the idea is not to burn them, not to get them real dark, not to cook them, just to toast them. Now please be careful because pine nuts are not only expensive, but they're burned very easily. Again, there's no oil in this pan. It's a non-stick pan. That's why they're moving around so much. Yeah, you can see the brownness now as it comes out. There's getting browner and browner. And we're going to turn this off right now. We don't want it too brown. We can come back to the sink over here. We're going to take the leeks, which have been cooked, or actually steamed, and just dump out the liquid into a colander. And as you can see, you lose volume when they cook. This is really six pretty large leeks in here. I'm going to put them right here in the bowl. Okay. Let's go back to the table and start adding the other ingredients. Okay, here we're adding the onions and garlic. Okay, next we'll add the matzo meal. Again, you can use flour for this. Again, we're going to use about a half a cup. That's about right. And in place of animal protein, we're going to use some corn protein, cornstarch. 6 tablespoons full of that. A little pepper. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's about a quarter teaspoon. And our Himalayan salt. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now it just gets all mixed together. And of course the pine nuts, which are now, look how brown they are. See, it continues to cook after you turn off the fire. Doesn't that smell wonderful? This is vegan Parmesan cheese. It's actually made out of walnuts. It's very, very good. And it adds a lot of flavor here. We're going to add about a half a cup of this. There we go. And mix it all together. Vegan Parmesan is made without dairy. And it has a remarkably similar taste to Parmesan cheese. And there you go. So now we start the frying part of our adventure. Remember, the oil is in reminiscence of the oil it burned for 8 days. Instead of one, when the miracle occurred. We have two kinds of pancakes to fry, latkes as we call it. This is the leek latke, and I like them fairly large, so I'm going to do a fairly large one. Do a couple of these. Use your hands. You can also just drop by the tablespoon into the pan if you like. There's one. It's important that you don't put too many in, and it's important that they're not too close together. I think we'll get three in that one. You will be amazed how sticky it is. All this stuff just holds together beautifully because of the potato starch or the corn starch or your choice of starches. And I'm going to press down just slightly on each of these so that they cook more evenly. They'll get real brown on one side. We'll turn them over and do the other side. Takes 3 to 5 minutes per side. You want your oil as warm as possible, but not so hot that it boils. I'm turning this fire down just a little bit. They'll be served with the applesauce or salsa or your choice of any kind of toppings. There's even vegan sour cream available. You can also use melted margarine on them or just eat them and enjoy them, which is the way I do it. That's a good way to test. If you can't lift it out easily and turn it, it's not fully cooked. Yeah, this one's ready. And what I'm going to do is take the plate and put some paper towels on it. And that's to absorb the extra oil. Also, you can mix tofu into any of these ingredients. Tofu, of course, absorbs and sticks things together. So soft tofu mixed in here would be a perfectly good addition. It will also add some additional protein. And that would be a good thing. I find these seem to work better as when you make them about the size of a walnut, maybe a little small walnut or a small lime. These are going to fry for till they're brown on one side and brown on the other. All of these recipes, incidentally, can be baked the same way we bake the potato latke, the potato kugel, and they taste almost as good. They really do. There's a certain crispiness to this, though, that is kind of fun. These are latkes my wife would love. She loves food that is dark brown. Now, if we do more and more of these, we just pile them up on top of the paper towels. We're going to start the second ones now. Okay, and fresh pan, fresh oil. Good. And this is the broccoli and cauliflower one. Again, try to make it about the size of a walnut. It will stick together very well, as you can see. Let's see. They look like they're ready. Look at that. There's one, two, three. Now, of course, once these are cooked like this, you can put them in the oven and store them for, you know, till they're ready to actually serve and keep them hot. But be sure you blot them real well. Okay, let's go to the table and put all of our food out and have ourselves a little party. Okay, here's our kugel, potato kugel. Slicing, 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 slicing. Let's see. Hardest one to always get out is the first one. After that, it's easy, right? Thank you, Mom. There we go. Whoa. Is that beautiful? And remember, we made two kinds of pancakes today. This is the leek pancakes. So we have leeks and we have cauliflower pancakes. They're both really good and delicious. Hanukkah is not a major Jewish holiday, but in the United States, it's been raised to a wonderful time. Children love it. It's a time we give gifts, a time we rejoice, a time we bring family together. It's a good holiday. Hanukkah is just for joy. Now, the way you light the candles is that you have a total of 8 candles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and a shamus. That's your 9th candle. So you take the shamus candle, and you light it, and you say a prayer. Okay. You say a prayer and thank God for the miracle of the candles that burned, or the oil that burned for 8 days, when it should only have burned for 1. And when every child sees this, they know that good food and a good party is to be had in just a few minutes. Normally, the youngest child in the family says the prayer, the youngest one who's old enough to know the prayer, and it's a blessing. It's thanks for the light, and thank you for the love, and thank you for life. And there we go. Now, in my family, we had a simple menorah. The shamus was up here in the back, and then you lit the candles one at a time, just like we do here. Now, on the first night, you lit just 2 candles, the shamus, and the shamus then lit the first candle. And then the second night, there were 2 candles, third night, 3, all the way up to the last night, 8 candles were lit. This is the oil flask. This is the flask that contained the magic oil that burned for 1 day, but actually burned for 8 days. That was a miracle. Supposed to burn for one, lasted for eight. This one happened to be made in Jerusalem. It's a modern one, of course. And I think on the screen we can show you some pictures of what it really looked like way back when. Some of these things are still available. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have some dinner now. And happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, happy New Year. Bye.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.